All right, Rabbi Say, good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up, we're actually hopefully going to finish out this section today. Page Resh Ayin Dalet. Azov es hakol. Literally means leave everything behind. Imkachim pnei advarim. So also remember again, we spoke about yesterday this idea that hisbodidus. This idea that spending time with oneself, spending time alone, focusing, just speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is such an important thing. And again, we saw the dramatic statement of Rabbi Nachman, that when a person goes in and speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, literally the Ribbono Shel Olam stops everything else that he's doing and focuses on the dialogue between me and him. So if there's such a dramatic opportunity to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get God's undivided attention, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect with myself. So if that's the case, Madua Adam Becholzos in Oses Bodhus. Suppose say something is so good and so apparently easy and doesn't really cost any money. Doesn't cost any money, just really costs a little bit of time. And I can do it whenever, however I want. So why don't we do it? Madua Yesh Minia Gidola Akolkach Ala Davrachi Tivi Umuvan Meilov. Why does it appear so complicated? And why does it appear that there are so many obstacles to doing that which appears to be most intuitive and obvious, which is speaking with the Ribbono Shel Olam? So the answer is, the Yitzhar knows how powerful his bodidus is. Yodeahu shezu tachli social adam. The Yitzhahara knows ultimately again that his bodidus is the tachlis, is the very purpose of man. Ve'odehu, sha'adam shiyasok b'his bodidus, yagia letikun shalom. And this Yitzhahara knows that a person who engages in his bodidus ultimately again will be able to affect his own tikun, the iskabra kol akashim, and he'll be able to go ahead and meet his challenges. Falakol nisyonos and all the tesha olam hazeh, lachim hu machbid u makshe es havodah shel hisbodidus ala adam, u machlish es u machlish osu shlo yasok ba, u motzei lo es kol arayos vasmachtos shlo lazos sha hisbodidus. So we'll say so again. What is the mechaber describing over here? The very simplest and most elementary dynamic in life. Wherever there is the greatest capacity for Kiddusha, wherever there is the greatest capacity for holiness, by definition, there is a Yetzirah. There's, and again, remember, as we speak of very often, what does Yetzirah mean? Yetzirah refers to the self-sabotaging mechanisms that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has implanted within each of us. We each have a desire to do good, yet again HaKadosh Baruch Hu programmed within us this self-sabotaging mechanism, and whenever I am on the cusp of doing something meaningful, on the cusp of doing something holy, sometimes I just pull the rug out from under myself. That's called the Yitzhahara. So we'll say, so wherever there is the greatest potential for Kiddusha, for holiness, that's also where the Yitzhahara is greatest, most powerful, and most acute. So when it comes to Hisbodidus, which Rabbi Osei is a simple act of being alone with myself, being alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, speaking to God, introspecting, thinking about my life, and if I do it, again, I have the ability to change myself, I have the ability to literally connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a profound way, that's where the Yitzhahara comes along, and the Yitzhahara tries to sabotage me, the Yitzhahara tries to undermine me. Wherever there is the greatest capacity for Kiddusha, there is also, again, the greatest challenge, ultimately, to actualize that Kiddusha. So Hisbodidus is powerful, that's where the Yitzhahara comes along and gives me a million and one reasons not to do Hisbodidus. Or I get busy with a million and one different things that ultimately just prevent me from engaging in this. Aval Adam Chacham, Shekores Tevarenu Eila, Zerach Lazgia Lazmaskana, Shalom Mishane Mayiye, I love Lazov Esakol. So both say, listen to this. But if we've been learning this Sefer, as we have, and we've been learning about the incredible Maila, the importance and the necessity ultimately of what? Of his bodidus. So also sometimes a person in life has to say, you know what? I can't think about things. I just have to do them. So, which is an incredible yisod, or an incredible approach to life. That sometimes I can't analyze. Sometimes I can't think. I just have to do. If something is important enough to get done, it just has to get done without excuses and without contemplation and without, it's just got to get done. He says, he goes on, he says, I love Lazov Akol. Person just has to find the time. Sometimes in life there is a whole bunch, a whole host of excuses as to why I can't do something. There's a whole bunch of realities that preclude me from ultimately focusing on the things that I know I need to do. But sometimes in life a person just has to say, I love Laz, or a person just has to live, I love Lazov Esakol. Leave it all behind. Just leave it all behind. Whatever's holding you back, you have to let it go. Whatever ultimately, again, is keeping me busy, I have to let it go. Sometimes, again, if I know that there's something I have to do, I just have to get the job done without cheshbonos. V'yaschil lichyos. Chayim chadoshim legamre. Chayim mesukim mode. Sometimes it was, I just have to make a decision to live differently, to embrace a different lifestyle, to live a sweet life. Kimosha move on me amasha shuva la el sheinachos ruach kidol yosher hakadosh baruch hu me asher adam shemisbodei lefanav va'ose cheshbon nefesh u'mevakish mimenu sheyashlim chesronos v'gashmios v'ruchnios. Adam zeh mekabel yachas cham ve'oyev me Hashem yisbarach u'masha bechol zos hu eino masliach lisor l'takin hakadosh baruch hu marech ito af. So we'll say, this is an incredible yisod. Sometimes a person in life just has to make time for those things that are important. And we'll say, this is my simba chol yom. I know there's something I have to do. And what do I say? I don't have any time. So we'll say, what's the answer to the claim of I don't have time? What's the answer to that? Make time. No one ever says, I don't have time to go to the bathroom. Right? Most people don't say, I don't have time to eat. In other words, if it has to get done, it has to get done. So we'll say, so the shaila is, my hisbodidus moment. And I will say, remember, that's what we're talking about over here. A few minutes, nothing about an hour, a few minutes a day, to be able to take a step back, to be able to close my eyes, to be able to speak with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to contemplate what I'm doing, how I'm doing it, to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask for His help in certain areas, I will say. There's time. There might not be an hour for it. I might not be able to be a Breslov or Chassid, walk in the forest for 45 minutes, contemplating the meaning of life. Okay, that's all right. That's okay. I have five minutes, even in my office. I have 5 minutes even to come earlier to davening, to stay later from davening, just to be able to focus on who I am, what I'm doing, where my life is going, the nature of my relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki bevadai, and I will say, he's also bringing in over here that during this time, we kind of reference back to some of the earlier aspects of Emunah we discussed. Because remember again, the three pronged aspect of Emunah is, number one, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, everything is for good. Number three, everything has a message. But I will say, I also know that what? That last piece, that everything has a message, is often the most difficult part. Why? Because often I don't know what that message is. So how do I figure out what that message is? And the answer is, that's the avodah during the Shas Hispodidus. During that time that I am alone with myself, during that time that I contemplate my life, the avodah of that time is, what is the meaning of my life circumstances? What is it that I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to tell me when that episode happened yesterday? That setback happened 2 days ago. That windfall happened last week. What is the message from Hashem? And I will say, I could use that Shas Hispodidus ultimately to answer that particular question. Let's finish this section. Ki bevadai v'chomash over top of Ayin Reish Hei. V'chomash over Alav, hu holich im shloshes haklalim shalamuna. V'yesh lo akelim l'takin akol, ki akol dover shechasar lo, hu mar bevetila. I will say, use the Shas Hispodidus to dive in for that which I need. Ad shezuchel malei chisaron zeh, And through a little bit of his bodidos, a person could achieve so much closeness. Through a little bit of his bodidos, a person could achieve so much emuna. Shezu kol tachlis bri'aso shel adam. For this, Rabbosai, is the very purpose of the creation of man. So the Mechaber is really saying something amazing over here. Through a few moments of his bodidos each and every day, a person is able to introspect. A person is able to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a person ultimately, again, is able to go ahead and try to build on that third level of Emunah, which is the need to find the messages in all of the events of life. All right, Tabosi, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up a top of Ayin Reishi tomorrow. Mirtz Hashem.